But I brought you that story yesterday about space and junk in our orbit. It can cause serious problems, all of the space junk floating around there, for weather forecasting, for online banking, and even navigation services. Can scramble your sat-nav. And we're told it is becoming a major problem. The latest info from the European Space Agency shows there's nearly 130 million man-made pieces of debris orbiting the Earth right now. That's a lot of junk. Well, after I told you about that story, I got an email from Mark, who wanted to let me know about a company, an Australian-based company based in Canberra, that can apparently track space junk down to the nearest metre and help warn of impending collisions. I thought, how good's that? So we better get them on the show. And we have Professor Craig Smith is the CEO of EOS Space Systems, and he's on the line for us now. Craig, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Deb. Thanks for having me on the show.
So what do? You track down space junk. How do you manage that?
We have telescope facilities in Canberra, Mount Stromlo, and in Western Australia. The two things we do, one is we use cameras to just track the things. If you've ever seen satellites, you know, after sunset, you see the satellites whizzing across the sky.
Yeah.
And we do that with very sensitive cameras. And then when we have objects of high interest, or if they're going to have a crash, we want to know where they are to very high accuracy, then we have a big laser rangefinder. We're able to track those things. And that's how you mentioned before, we're able to find where they are in space to about 1 metre in accuracy.
That's phenomenal. It's amazing. And how do you stop them from crashing into things that they shouldn't?
So if we have an accurate orbit, we can actually predict if they're going to have a crash. And if there's an active satellite which has control, then they can actually do an orbit manoeuvre to avoid a collision happening. If it's not an active satellite, then at the moment there's kind of nothing you can do to stop it. But we are working on some programs where using big ground-based lasers, we actually push those objects in their orbit to change their orbit slightly and nudge them into a different orbit to avoid a collision.
It sounds like Austin Powers using a huge freaking laser.
We have, yeah, but his was small laser.
That's true. You've got the big ones.
We've got big ones.
And what sort of space junk are we talking here? Because when I mentioned it yesterday, it was all sorts of things from tools that have been dropped from the International Space Station right through to the urine bags that they dump out the side.
Yeah, look, it's I call it the flotsam and jetsam of the last 50, 60 years of our use of outer space. And it started from the very first satellite in 1957, which becomes, once it stops operating, it becomes space debris. And then it's everything that's used to get things in space or gets left in space that we've done for 60 years now, which is just still, most of it's still up there. If you go into high orbits, it stays there for hundreds of years.
And there's a lot more of it with a lot more going on in our orbit too. Well, look, Craig, I just wanted to find out some more about it. It's a fantastic company that you're running, and the fact that we are able to pinpoint debris in space by up to a metre, it's phenomenal work that you're doing. Thank you so much for jumping on the line.
No problem.
There he is, Professor Craig Smith, CEO at EOS Space Systems. You can find out more. Check out their website, eos.aus.com.